When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Hello po.
Kumusta po kayong lahat? Kumusta ka na, J-Cast?
Ito namamaga ang test at saka meron ako flu and cold. So pasensya na po, I'm sicky.
I know, kasi nga medyo malamig na, hindi pala medyo, malamig na po dito sa East Coast, especially sa New York and New Jersey. Pero si Jacas, kahit may sakit yan, tuloy pa rin ang party, di ba?
Oo,
party
na.
Goer kasi ang lola mo.
Ay, yan din ang rason kung bakit ako may sakit.
So pag gumaling, party again, di ba?
Kailangan na mag-ingat-ingat kasi syempre, di ba, gusto nating mag-enjoy ng ating buhay. Hanggang sa kaya
yes,
natin.
Exactly. Kasi J-Cas is getting younger and younger, so kailangan mag-ingat na sa mga kinakain.
Oh, tama yan. Kasama ka sa aking pag-younger and younger. Sabay na
yes,
sabay tayo.
Yes, sabay na sabay tayo. So anyways, kumusta po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng nanonood sa buong Pilipinas at sa buong mundo. Especially po sa mga taga-TFC subscribers, iWanTFC, FYE Channel in Kumu, Facebook, YouTube, at sa mga pasahero ng Jeepney TV. J-Cas, ikaw naman, go!
At dito naman po sa South Brooklyn, good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in the whole wide universe!
First!
Ay, naku, malapit ng Miss Universe, by the way.
Ah, oh my God, guys, yes! Sa Saturday na. Actually, yung isa si AV nag-message sa akin, we're Friday daw, or Friday ba tomorrow? Costume? National costume?
I think now. I saw something.
Is it today?
Flashing in
oh
YouTube.
Oh my God.
Oh, parang may mga preliminaries nila.
Wow. Sana no, manalo ang Pilipinas, no? Tsaka daughter siya ni Miss Melanie Marquez. Right?
Where is she?
Yes. And I hope, no, one of these days, kasi halos lahat marami tayong mga Miss Universe Philippines na na-interview na sana, no, ma-interview din natin siya. So good luck, Philippines, Miss Philippines, di ba? This Saturday na po ang Miss Universe. So anyways, ngayon naman, mas excited ako kasi syempre may interview natin yung, naku, yung producer ng 1521.
Uh-oh.
Ang napaka-controversial na 1521. You know, sana mapanood natin, no? Tatanungin natin siya, saan natin mapapanood nanonood ngayon, may naka-stream na ba siya? Kasi I heard like it's a very promising movie daw talaga, na inspiring, especially sa mga
Filipinos. Yeah, I saw yung trailer pa lang eh. It's very exhilarating. Diba? Pero exhilarating.
Yes. Huwag na mamaya na lang.
Amazing na lang.
Amazing na lang, pwede pa yun. Oo, siya kasi Danny Trejo, di ba? Imagine mo. Danny Trejo is one of the
hindi nakakakilala sa kanya.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Kilala siya. I know, no? Imagine. Hay nako. Sige, pagkakwentuhan natin po yan at excited na tayo. Of course, makilala ang, you know, saan ba siya nag-umpisa at paano siya naging isang malaking producer dito po sa US. Ayan. Inspiring po ang kanyang story. So, introduce ko na po ang ating special guest for this more night. Ayan. Our esteemed guest for this more night is a back-to-back Forbes magazine top entrepreneur born of Filipino-Chinese heritage. He then pioneered inspired studios in California, USA, with a compelling vision of winning the first Oscars of the Philippines. Naku, malay mo, di ba? His mission is to uplift the international image of the Filipinos via producing Hollywood quality movies worldwide. Such history movie making movies where Freedom Fighters, Palawan Lost Man Out, The Rescue, Open Doors, and recently released 1521, a highly acclaimed period piece love story between a beautiful native Filipina and a Spaniard set against the Mactan Cebu War. Let's get to know and pick the mind of this genius individual. Guys, please welcome Mr. Francis Lara Ho!
Yeah, hey. Yay! Woo-hoo! Welcome!
Welcome, Francis! How are you? Kumusta na?
Oh, wow. This is a great honor and looks like it's gonna be fun.
Oh my God, yes. Magiging masaya-masaya to. Kulang na nga lang sana. Ano, umiinom tayo pero hindi na bawal na. Bawal na! And, bawal na rin sa TFC. Oo.
And I know already that, you know, even if I just met you a few minutes ago, Francis, indeed it's gonna be fun basing on your shirt pa lang.
Diba? Talagang diba? Ano eh, no? Taga, diba, you're from Florida originally, right? I mean, you live in Florida.
I live
in Florida. But you're not in Florida.
Florida, yes. Tama.
Ah, oo. Madami kasing bahay. Ano ba? Siyempre, diba?
Hindi lang sa Florida.
Hindi lang. Mamaya natin magkukwentuhan. Iba na ang mayaman. Ano ba? So, may ganun, no? So anyways, teka Francis, bago tayo mag-start ha, would you like to say hi sa lahat ng mga manunood, especially sa mga taga-TFC subscribers?
Hello, magandang gabi. Good evening to all the TFC subscribers. It's an honor to be here and nakakatuwa to be here in your show and I'm looking forward to a magandang time tonight. So
yes, I know, God. So Francis, bago tayo mag-start ang chikahan, syempre kailangan ka namin i-welcome. Ayan, meron kaming pakulo lagi dito. Sabi ko nga, sayang hindi na siya wine, pero okay na yun, pwede na. So may ganun eh, no?
Oo nga eh.
So anyway, para ako naman yung magkakasakit.
Wala, kasi masakit pa si Gikas ngayon. Ako ba naghawa sa'yo through the virtual ano?
Oo nga eh, virtual eh. Digital na raw ngayon yung hawa-hawa ng sakit eh. So anyway, so sige. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA, guys, let's welcome Francis Lara Ho. Welcome to
Over a Glass or Two.
Cheers! Ayan.
Hi, cheers.
Oh, sarap. Tapos, photo op, and then, ano na tayo? Magkwentuhan na tayo, magchikahan na. Okay, go. Would you like to raise your mug? Raise mo yan. Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Yan. Kwentuhan na tayo. So, Francis, naku, hindi namin alam sa totoo lang kung saan magsa-start kasi grabe yung mga awards mo. Lahat ng mga, congratulations ha, 1521 won numerous awards in different film festival worldwide.
Wow.
Kwento mo nga ano-ano yung mga recent awards ng 1521.
You know, it's really amazing, no? Actually, yung lahat ng awards na yan ay testament yan sa kagalingan ng mga Pilipino kasi 97% of our cast and crew are Filipinos and Filipino-Americans. Majority
wow.
Filipino. Yeah, we won in Sweden Film Awards, then Independent Film Awards, and the most latest one is the Athens. So best feature film. So it is amazing, you know, it is a test. sa kagalingan ng Pilipino. So it's an honor to all Filipinos and to the motherland. So para sa ating lahat.
And Francis, so you mentioned all those congratulations again, and all those film festivals in different countries. That did you go to all of them and attended them?
No, basically you submit your film, and you know, the jury will take a look at it, watch it, and then you know, of all the submissions that they receive, then they decide which one, you know, they want to award the best feature.
Wow.
Yung the most amazing one for me is the Sweden, kasi hindi lang feature film ang pinanalunan natin doon. We even won the best cinematography there, which actually showcased the beauty of Palawan, kasi 1521 was shot entirely in Palawan, and probably the jury there has been to Palawan, probably love Palawan, I don't know, but you know, it won feature film and best cinematography feature film.
Uncle, were you expecting it na mananalo siya?
Well, you know, I always have that confidence that, you know, we will win somehow. And so I did not expect the cinematography, though, dahil, you know, I don't quite know how that works. But with the power of the storyline, you know, the power of the acting of our, you know, actors and actresses, I was expecting to win, you know, some awards, and true enough, it became real, not just one but four.
Ang galing, no? And I'm sure there will be more. Iba pa, marami ka pang marami pa kayong sinabmit in different film festivals?
That's probably is the last one.
Wow.
Dahil pinili ko lang naman eh. I wanted to, and it, if you notice, it's mostly European, kasi yung 1521 has a global appeal, especially to the Europeans, because this is a story of, you know, Europeans coming to Asia and basically encountering Asians, namely Filipinos, before the Spanish time. And so that's why it has so much appeal to Europeans. So,
and Francis, nga pala, you mentioned about the appeal to the European audience. How about you in the first place? Bakit ito ang storya na naging malapit sa puso mo at napili mong i-produce recently?
Oo, kasi it goes back to kung bakit ako sumali, naging filmmaker. Naging filmmaker ako kasi I believe that there is power in you know, in films, in movies, to inspire and even change people's lives to the better. That really is my main mission. I want to inspire the world. Pero what should I use? You know, I was thinking, what should I use to inspire the world? And nothing else but the greatness of the Filipino stories. Yung mga epic heroism, kabayanihan, kadakilaan ng mga Pilipino. Yun ang inisip kong gamitin. But you put it in a global context para ang manunood hindi lang Pilipino, kundi even the non-Filipinos will watch and love it. And what better way to start showing the epic heroism of the Filipinos kundi doon sa pinakaunang hero natin, who is Lapu-Lapu.
Lapu-Lapu.
That's why
amazing
ang story ng 1521, because we want to start with the first recorded. I'm sure we have heroes before that, but the first recorded national hero of the Philippines, si Dato Lapu-Lapu.
So why 1521? Why did you pick that title?
You know, kasi if you think about what would be a something unique and something that will cause people to be curious, like if you have a, you know, you just put four numbers in there and people will ask, what is 1521? Diba? And then,
curiosity, yes.
Yeah, so in fact, pag sinusuot ko lang itong cap ko and I go around and people ask me, what's 1521? And then I get to tell them, well, 1521 to the Philippines is when, you know, the first recorded of us fighting for our freedom and actually winning, you know, that battle against the Spaniards, first recorded. First defeat of the Spaniards. Remember, they are the most powerful empire at that time in the 16th century. Their first recorded defeat in Asia. It's also probably the first recorded victory of an Asian nation against the European colonizers. And so that's why, you know, 1521.
Galing, no? At saka, J-Cas, ha, nabilib ako kasi he has no background in terms of like filming. I thought too that he took up communication arts, yeah. You know, he majored in film. He went to like an affluent school in when it comes to film. No, nurse pala siya. Teka nga, kwento nga ng background mo. Before natin pag-usapan, lahat ng mga films na na-produce mo, right? Or your future film na ipoproduce mo pa. Tell us about your background. So, you grew up in the Philippines, right? So how was it like growing up in the Philippines? And kailan ka po dumating dito sa US? Start muna tayo dun sa nung bata ka pa. Mahilig ka na ba sa movies?
Paano ang buhay ng bata pa?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Iloilo. And bata pa lang ako, exposed na tayo sa PPPP. Remember niyo yung Pilipinong pelikula, piling-piling Pilipinong pelikula. I don't know if you remember that, pero growing up, I watch movies like that. And, you know, grew up there. But, you know, the most interesting part, why I'm really interested is because I grew up, yung family ko may sari-sari store. And every month, merong mga veterans na pumupunta sa amin, nagpapa-encash ng kanilang checks na mga their pension from the U.S. Treasury. And so I was always wondered, you know, how was their life during World War II? How did they survive? Because, you know, I've heard that my grandfather and my uncle actually gave the ultimate sacrifice during World War II, my mom's brother. But my grandfather is also a veteran. I've never seen him. I've never known him. He died before I was born. And then, so I've always been like, you know, always been intrigued by the stories of these heroes, you know, of these veterans, you know, they come to our store. And I asked them about that, you know. And wow. Growing up, you know, stories are powerful. You know, people may not be able to read and write, but if you tell them stories, they listen, and you can actually impact them for the good.
Oh my God. So how old were you during that time? Because of that, na-curious ka na, no? Wow, like how does it feel during that time? Nagtatanong ka, how old were you? Do you remember?
Grade 4, grade 5.
Wow.
I was already
historian ka na. Historian ka na. Patriotic ka na. Ganun ka palang kaliit.
Yung ganun ako kaliit. Oh, parang tumutulo pa yung laway ko noon, ha?
Oo nga eh. Naglalaro ka ba ng mga tumbang preso? Wala akong care.
Tinatanong niya na yung mga veterans, how is your life? Diba? Tell me about it. Ang galing, ano?
Oh my, namamanifest mo na siguro. Ang galing. So, okay. So, but were you, meron bang background? I mean, from your family, meron bang isang mga, you know, director before o nasa theater? Kasi diba usually pag gano'n na parang gano'ng kaka-passionate on what you're doing right now, it was because of your background. Like your family has, you know, like introduced you to this kind of a habit or love for the film.
No, actually, no. No one is a filmmaker family. But my dad is a great speaker. That's what I can say. He can speak well. He can inspire people. He can cast vision. He can encourage, you know. Pero wala akong background. Wala kaming background sa filmmaking. We just love watching films. Pero I have to add, no. As I grow up, I'm more selective in the films that I watch. In fact, pinipili ko yung may value na hindi lang ako na-entertain, but I'm empowered. So when I got into filmmaking, I wanted entertainment to be beyond enjoyment. It has to be towards empowerment, that you are actually empowered by what you watch. Kasi what you watch can affect how you think, and how you think can affect
it's
how
so
you
true.
Live. And so yun yung parati kong iniisip na whatever movie I make, it should be something that not only will encourage you or, you know, ma-entertain ka, but you'll be empowered. Like, you come out of the theater, you're like a different person. You want to do something great with your life, mm-hmm. you know, from being an ordinary existence to an extraordinary legacy. Yan yung parating iniisip ko when I'm doing a film, when I'm looking for a story, when I'm dealing with, you know, with filmmakers, cast and crew. You know, let's do something that will, you know, outlive us, in other words.
So when you were younger, hindi ka nanonood ng mga chick flick, mga ganon? Kasi usually, di ba, growing up, yung mga comedy, yung chick flick, mga nonsense. But, you know, that's for entertainment. Di ba, usually, naku, lalo na pag nanliligaw ka, di ba, syempre gusto mo yung nililigawan mo, yung girlfriend mo, mahilig sa mga Vilman yan, yung mga ganon.
Sa rom-com.
Mga rom-com movies. Ganyan,
I did when I was, in elementary and high school, syempre, you know, nanonood pa tayo ng mga Rene Requestas, mga Chiquito, you know.
Oh my God! Okay!
So, nanonood tayo niyan. Pero nung high school na ako, when I started to see the value of, I started to think about, you know, what kind of life do I want to have? Kasi, you know, as early as high school, I'm already thinking about what's the purpose of life? You know, why I just here to exist, to eat, go to school, find a job, you know, and then that's it. And surely I said there should be something better than that. I don't know. Those are the kinds of things I've been asking. So that made me become selective in what I read, in what I watch, and what I listen to. So as early as high school, I'm already very selective. But at that time, I didn't know that I would be a filmmaker.
A filmmaker, no?
Alam ko lang, I want to tell stories.
So when growing up in high school onwards, what can you give us a top three, or even if you have a top one, of a Filipino movie that you really, really loved growing up?
Filipino movie, Leon Guerrero.
Si Lito Lapid yan, no?
You know, hindi ko talaga makalimutan yung Leon Guerrero na yan. You know, how he's fighting.
Oh, wow.
You know, fighting for, and then, you know, but to be honest, nung high school ako, elementary Leon Guerrero, no? Nung high school, puro na English ang pinapanood ko.
Okay.
Masyado nanonood ng mga Filipino. I really want to expound, you know, I'm curious about the world outside the Philippines.
Okay.
And kasi nung maliit ako, this is a story, a really cool story I always tell people, no? We grew up, there's four boys. I'm the youngest of the four. I have two younger sisters. Every afternoon, when we were growing up, nakaupo kami sa labas ng bahay, makikita mo may mga lumilipad na mga jet planes, di ba? Yung mga nakikita mo na mataas yung
yes.
And so I told my brothers, I said, one day, someday, I will be going to different places. I'm gonna ride one of those. So as early as that, I always wanted to see the world and think about the world. So that's why I use movies to give me a picture of what it is in other countries. High school pa lang, mahilig na ako mag-pen pal sa ibang countries. You know?
Pen pal? Ah, talaga?
Alam mo, Francis, ha? Wait lang, ha? Apart from you, apart from sa movies mo, sa producer ka, lahat ng mga words na binibitawan mo, nostalgic.
Oo, no? Parang, ha?
Parang, I've never heard that word in 100 years. Penpal.
Penpal. Wow. I mean, it's true. Di ba? Kasi before, there was no social media. So, yeah. Penpal talaga, di ba? Like, isan mo naman nahahanap yung mga ka-penpal mo ng mga ibang lahi? Mga putihan for sure.
Yes, yes.
Mga blonde.
Teacher kasi namin, meron silang pen pal. So, inintroduce na kami sa mga friendship. So, ako, I was very interested. You know, I had one that almost every 2 weeks, I received something. She's from Finland. And akala ko nga, yun ang matutuluyan ko. Kasi we've been writing for so many years. And
oh my God.
Yeah, pero nung high school yun, pero nung college, tumigil lang. I got busy with college. And eventually, nag-connect kami sa Facebook. But you know, you're already old and I'm already married and she's already with her family as well. But we were good friends. So, but that, you know, that opened my eyes to the world outside the Philippines. Kasi she would send me photos about Europe and everything, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's so beautiful, you know, yung world outside. And that made me really very curious. But that's it, you know, and I love to tell stories. I love to draw stories when I was young, you know, I create stories, you know, and so yun ang pinanggalingan ng filmmaking ko.
Grabe, visionary ka na, no, at the very young age. Buti hindi mo naisipang mag-artista. Kasi di ba, parang gusto mo filmmaking, you were thinking about like, oh, ito yung mga probably that will do in the near future. Pero usually before producing, most of them they want to be in front of the camera.
Eh, pwedeng no, chinito die.
Oh, di ba? Guapo, Filipino Chinese. Oh, so during that time, you never even thought about like, you know, I want to be an actor first and learn the ropes by being an actor.
I've always been raised as an entrepreneur. Yung father ko, grandfather ko from China, my father. I always wanted to be a leader, to be an entrepreneur. I never thought that I would be a filmmaker. I just knew that I love to inspire people. I love to tell great stories. And I did not, filmmaking did not come to me until 2018. You know?
Oh, so late. Parang bago na. Lang yun,
yes, 2018 lang ako first nagkaroon ng vision for filmmaking.
Okay, before time, fast forward. So, okay, so high school, college, right? So during college, you took up nursing, right?
I took up nursing and that's when I realized I will not be an actor kasi meron kaming drama class.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Ako ay naging lead actor. Eh, hindi kami nanalo.
Okay, so parang toiks, my dream was like crush. Okay.
Sabi ko, hindi ako pang artista.
That was a test.
That was a test, right?
Ay, teka lang. Bago tayo mag-move on. Party line. Kasi sabi ko na pen pal.
Party line.
Kasi yung pen pal hindi ko nagawa. Parties line. Hello, parties line. Yung party line, nagawa ko yun dati. Nakikipagkaibigan ako sa mga babae pa nga. Hindi ko alam bakit eh. Nagawa mo rin ba yung Francis?
Pen pal, oo. In fact, yung ka-party line namin, classmate ko sa high school.
Oh my God!
Diba? Grabe.
Diba hinahang up pa yung tipong, hello, party line.
Tapos
yung tipong, mamaya na, ako naman, kanina ko pa dyan, nagtatalibabad.
Oo, diba pag yung family mo, marami ka extension yung tatay ko.
Yes!
Hoy, kanina ka pa dyan, GC!
Yes,
oh my gosh,
yes.
Naalala ko lang. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, those were the days. Parang reminiscing tayo, blast from the past eh, no?
Yeah.
So okay, so college, when did you arrive in the US?
So my wife and I arrived in the US in 2003. I came here to study my master's. And then, after finishing my master's, I proceeded on to do my PhD. But I put that on hold because I became an entrepreneur. But before I was an entrepreneur, when I was working on my PhD, I actually challenged the nursing boards and I passed the nursing boards and I became a nurse. I worked for 5 years as a nurse. But that did not sit well on me. I felt like something in me was dying every day. I loved the idea of helping people, but I knew that I wasn't, you know, wired to be a nurse. I was wired to serve people, but I don't think I was
not through that medium, no?
Mm-mm, yeah. Wow. So, sabi nga ng asawa ko, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I felt like something in me is dying every day. And sabi niya, naku, may midlife crisis ka na yata.
Oo, midlife. Kasi 2018 ka lang nag-start, no? So, wait, so you quit. So, you were already in the US, right? Like, nag-nursing ka dito.
2018.
So, and then after that, you became an entrepreneur. Do you already have a family? Like, you have your wife, but you already have kids during that time?
No, not yet. Our kids came after we already built our company. My wife and I built a financial services company. We help people with their retirements, with their investments. So it's a one-stop shop financial firm. I left that company when I felt like I was cold to filmmaking in 2019. So my wife took over and, you know, she actually did a whole lot better than me. She took the business to the next level. 2 months ago, she actually won the Forbes Award for she is the first Filipino American female who got that award from Forbes, top investment advisor.
Wow.
Tumatayo ba lahibo ko? Kasi Forbes yun eh, hindi yung basta-basta.
Forbes, power couple
talaga kayo, grabe.
And like you, we said it in the intro that you are also back-to-back winner as an entrepreneur in the Forbes magazine yourself, right?
Yes, Forbes and there's another one I already forgot, but there's another one magazine that also featured me. So, yeah, Yeah, you know, growing up, I always have big dreams. I always have big hopes. I never quit on what I believe to be, you know, the dream that I'm supposed to pursue. And that's the same thing with 1521, you know, from the start to all the way now, and the future things. So earlier you were asking me if I was expecting to win. You know, to be honest with you, in everything I do, I expect to win, because you know I put my everything. You know, I seek to excel in everything that I do, and because I want to inspire people, I want people to realize that, you know, you were never destined to be ordinary. You are destined to be extraordinary. All of us, you know, we have this special capacity, but many don't realize that and they don't maximize that because of fear. If there's one thing that's not in my vocabulary, wala akong takot. Makapal lang mukha, walang takot.
Grabe. And Francis? That's the reason why you're so successful, no? Kasi talagang, hindi totoo yan. You need to always think that I'm a winner. I'm gonna win. But what about in terms of, let's say, failure? So how do you handle it? I'm sure indeed not all the time that you always won, diba? So
correct.
How did you handle failure?
I would say I am at a stage in my life now that I don't think that, you know, you will fail. The only time you fail is when you fail to learn from not being able to accomplish your goal. So failure, in other words, is, you know, it only comes to you if you quit on your dream and if you did not learn from your supposedly failed attempts. So you either win or you learn.
True. You don't. It's so true.
The That's only good. People don't learn. But for me, you know, if I don't accomplish something that I set to do, I always ask myself, how could I do it better next time? And so because of that, I still win. You know, you did not fail because you became
better. You've learned a lot.
Better.
Exactly.
And wow. Your favorite word is really inspire. I've heard that from you since we had this conversation. You want to inspire people. So that is the reason why your studios is called Inspire Studios, right?
That's why. Exactly. Inspire Studio.
Exactly.
So kailan ka nag-start? Grabe ang dami mo. I know 2018 ka lang nag-start, right? And then financial advisor. So when did you quit becoming a financial advisor?
2019. So when I started working on the five development projects, that's when I stopped. Because again, you need focus. And so, I had a conversation with my wife. I said, I think we have a bigger calling, greater calling now, and this is it. And so, 2019 was the time when I started.
Wait lang, Jesse. So ito na yun. So magkakaalaman na tayo. So 2019, not one, but two, but five development projects jump ship. Ganun pala. Laki ng kita ng financial advising company niyo, ha?
I was about to say, ang yaman mo siguro para mag-produce. I mean, di ba? Tama.
Kailangan ng pera. Diba kailangan ng pera para mag-produce? Lima.
Paano ka nag-start noon? Wow, ang galing, ha? Okay, go.
Well, you know, obviously, a big chunk of it is my family's, resources. But, you know, I also have people who believe in the vision. And isa doon is, Ninong ko, which is a very interesting story because, you know, when I casted the vision to him, sabi ko, Ninong, this is what I believe God wants me to do. And sabi niya, meron lang akong isang tanong sa'yo. Sabi niya, are you really sure that this is what you want to do? This is what God wants you to do. I said, yes, sabi ko. In fact, sabi ko, if you want, Ninong, sabi ko, with your investment, I'm gonna give you the title of my land. You know, parang collateral.
Wow.
Sabi niya, no, I don't need that. I just need your bank account.
Oh, shit.
I would have said the same thing.
Pwede bang, hi, Ninong. Pwede ba kininong na rin kami? Oh, wow. And then?
And basically, he joined. He came on board. And, you know, whatever my family put in, parang minatch lang niya. Nilagay niya rin yung what my family put in. So it was really, you know, amazing. And that started the journey, not just of people, you know, believing, you know. I don't have a lot of investors. There's, you know, but I do have a lot of people who are praying for me and supporting me and believing in me, and that's why, you know, I'm always inspired by people that, you know, I get messages all the time about, you know, how they're, you know, supporting me and believing in me, and so, you know, nothing can be, you know, no project is too big if you have, first of all, you know, confidence in that this is your destiny, and pangalawa, when you have people who rally behind you, whether it is financially, emotionally, socially, spiritually, when they rally behind you, you know, you're unstoppable. Yun ang kailangan malaman ng mga tao, that, you know, no one person succeeds because they are very good. You succeed because you have a community around you, but it starts with you. You know, the buck stops with you. You know, you start it and then it stops with you too. You know? At the end of the day, it's you.
Pero naku-curious ako, ha? Kasi believe ako sa guts mo. Because not everyone will take the leap of faith, especially if they don't know anything about filmmaking. Mm-hmm. You just think, like, for example, like, oh, I know I have a vision. I know I'm gonna do this, but I just don't know how to do it, like who to ask. But I know I just have this in gut feeling that I can do it. So how did you started that in the first place? Before mo sagutin yon, were you also a writer? Nagsusulat ka ba ng mga, you know, like mga stories about aliens or anything? Kasi usually yung ibang friends ko na nagsa-start mag-produce na small here and there, they've always been writing. Were you a writer?
No, I'm not a writer at all. In fact, I thought I would be like a scholar type of a guy, you know, kasi I enjoyed research and those things. But, you know, I'm a visual person. You know, I'm a visionary, but I'm not a writer. And, you know, growing up, I've seen my dad build businesses, and his businesses would fall down and he still will build again, and so ups and downs. My grandfather is the same, you know. He start, you know, he came from China with nothing but clothes on his back, so mahirap din sila nung umalis siya China. Pero visionary siya, and then he died a multimillionaire, you know. So may mga models ako growing up, so very important ang modeling, you know. Growing up, I see nakikita ko yung dad ko, how he took risks and how he built business from scratch. And and then, you know, when I was in high school, I actually I became a born again Christian. And when I became a born again Christian, that introduced me to taking leaps of faith, kind of an action. For example, I became a missionary, you know, in different places, and I have to raise my own funds, and I didn't know the people there. So that was kasi ano, muscle yan na bi-build. That's why when I was introduced to filmmaking, you know, taking risks is no longer something that's foreign to me. I've seen it, I've done it, I've seen taking risks, and I've done it in my life. And so no, hindi ako natakot, to be honest with you. I have no I have no fear, because I am absolutely convinced that I was called, that filmmaking is not my career only, it's my calling, and I'm absolutely certain about that. And that's why I said, whatever it takes to do something that will, you know, inspire other people, do something great, you know, I will do that. And, you know, I spoke with my wife, and my wife agreed, you know, and said that, yeah, let's do it, you know, you're sure and you're confident, let's do it. And she's a visionary herself too, and so and so that's, you know, that's how it started, you know. But I did seek guidance. You know, I had consultants. I had people who are industry. I learned from them, but I was very, very keen on making sure that I'm not affected by their past. Kasi yung minsan when you're job,
the past mistakes. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes people are afraid to take risk anymore. So here's my favorite discussions with, you know, some of my consultants who are from Hollywood, by the way. So I would tell them, you know, just because it wasn't done before doesn't mean it could not be done. And yeah. Can you imagine that? You know, I'm someone who has no background.
Exactly. That you have that guts to say it. Galing.
Yes. It's so funny because, you know, one of them. So last June 12, we had this private screening of 1521 in LA. You know, it was very, very historic. Kasi, can you imagine Filipinianas lighting the streets of LA? You know, hindi naman buong streets, but they're, you know, so Filipiniana, Culver Theater, you know, iconic Corby Theater, and one of my friends said there, sabi niya, you know, Francis, when I was driving from San Francisco to here, I was afraid how this movie will turn out. And man, you pulled it off. You pulled it off. So he's the kind of guy that I told before, you know, just because it wasn't done before doesn't mean it could not be done.
Wow.
I wish I have your guts. So, I mean, I know I'm a risk taker. I'm a risk taker, but I'm not that risk taker. That's like, whoa, to the next level.
Talo ka nito, Jesse, no?
Ay, oo. Hindi ako ganun ka. Kasi, natatakot ako sa failure, pero go pa rin, but not that. Oh my God. Lord have mercy. Sana maging, and, ano nga, pahimas nga. Bilis, parang Santo Niño. Oh, no?
Pahimas ang shirt mo.
Pahimas, Francis, please, way, para baka mahumaan kami. Yes. Jigas.
Kasi diba, parang, bilang isang producer, you said you're a visionary, right? How immersed are you in being a producer? Are you like hands on?
You know, 1521 is my first movie, and so I was there almost every day. In fact, I was there every day. You know, I did hire some line producers and, you know, associate producers and those guys to guide me because, you know, I've never done filmmaking, especially in the Philippines. And so, but I was very hands-on, but more on the bigger picture, not on the nitty-gritty, because, you know, otherwise, you know, you would, you know, disempower your line producer and other people that you hired. But yes, especially in making the story, I was working with the writer. I was very clear on what is my vision, how I want the people to feel when they are in the theaters and when they come out of the theater. I'm very hands-on on that. I'm very hands-on on audition. I was with the director when we were auditioning. I was with the director when, we have location scouting and those things. I was very hands-on on that part.
Wow.
And it's very important because I wanted to really learn the trade. And I think I will do a whole lot better next time because I learned so much from the first one, and you know I learned fast, and it will only get better from here because I learned
exactly. Pero so when it comes to casting, no, curious ako. So what made you choose? Because there's so many actors and actresses. What made you choose? Sasabihin ko, si Bea. Ay, saka si
Bea. Si Bea. Sisimulan naman natin.
Yeah. Wait. Danny Trejo muna. Wait. Hold okay. Your horses. Mamaya na yan. Danny Trejo. And how is it working with Danny Trejo?
Oh, we love him.
Oh my God. Yes.
I picked Danny Trejo because he has a track record. You know, okay. He has more than 300 movies. And I love him as an actor. He's so versatile. You know, he's great with Spy Kids, yung mga bata. Kilala siya ng mga anak ko, you know. And then he's great with being a villain. He's great with being, in action. And so, and he's the easiest guy to work with. You know, I mean, when he was on the set, man, he was so humble, so grateful. And so, you know, there was one time I asked him, hey, Danny, you know, it's so hot in here, so humid. There's mosquitoes, there's mud, it's raining, it's humid. Sabi niya, hey, hold on, Francis, let me stop you there. That's part of the job. I love it.
Wow.
I want to be here again. I love it here. And so, man, you know, walang no complaints, no demands whatsoever. He was just the humblest guy. And even when we came back here, you know, nag ADR kami, you know, you have to redo some of the dialogues.
Yes.
He was easy to work with. We were hanging out. You know, sometimes he would call me, would text me, Francis, what's going on in our movie? How are you, buddy? You know, so I was just, he's the biggest star in the movie. Yet he's the humblest and the easiest to work with.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, what about Bea? Did he audition ba? Or did you cast
does
him?
He need to audition?
No, mas sobrang galing na nun i-audition.
Oo nga, mag-audition pa, no?
So nag-yes naman siya agad yung kinast niyo?
He has to read the script. When he read the script, he said, I love this. I want to do this.
Ayun.
Wow.
Yes.
What about si Bea? What made you choose her?
Bea, the same way, you know, track record. You know, I saw her. I did not watch her movies, but I saw her track record. And, you know, and I think, you know, he is a great actress. And hindi ako nakamali, she is really very good in delivering her part, her, you know, on the set. Napagaling niya. She's, I was pretty impressed, you know, na hindi niya alam lang yung sa kanya. Even yung sa kabila, yung kasama niya sa, no, sa scene.
Yes.
Alam niya rin yung dialogue ng person na yon.
Wow.
And then wala siyang ginagamit na ano. You know, some actors or actresses would use yung nagpa-practice pa on the set. Sa kanya, hindi.
Yes.
Ready. There it is. You know, and so mm-hmm. It's her performance is what made me, you know, pick her.
Oh, wow. It's just, like, it's sad. Like, I mean, you know what happened to the controversy of 1521. Pero life must move on, right?
So ano ba yung, kasi may nabasa ako pero hindi ko alam kung if that was you're talking about, Jesse.
Yeah, how is it so far? Like how's your relationship now with Bea and the manager?
Well, you know, it is sad. Because you know, si Miss Shirley Kwan, manager ni Bea, was a good family friend. You know, we would go out together. You know, we would eat out together, go to places like pumunta kami sa San Diego, sa Newport Beach. We go to places together. We go to the beach together, hang out. In fact, she stayed for a few nights in my house in California and a few nights at my house in Florida. She was the first visitor in my brand new, newly purchased house in Florida. So, yun yung sad. Because we had friendship, I thought, and our kids would go fishing together, enjoy hanging out together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and but you know, at the end of the day, you cannot control anyone but your own response. So for me, you know, wherever it goes, I bless them. I pray that, you know, they would be blessed more, succeed more. But, you know, time will come. Time will tell. But I pray for them. That's what I can say.
Wow, because I didn't know that you guys, I thought it was just like a producer and, you know, a manager or an actress relationship. I didn't know that you guys... we used to be friends.
Became friends.
For how long? Wait, when did the friendship started?
The friendship started in 2020. So about almost
3 years.
Yeah. In fact, you know, after the filming, my family went on a Mediterranean cruise. And, you know, Miss Shirley would even text me then, oh, kamusta na kayo dyan sa Venice? How is it? You know, I wish, you know, kasama tayo and those things. So, and everything changed in October. But before that, you know, even before the filming, after the filming, we're still good, you know, still receive, messages from her. I never really had friendship with Bea. I just met her one time. We had you know, lunch at the EDSA Shang. This was before the project, and we had a great discussion. You know, we talked about life and even, you know, a little bit on, you know, love, courtship, and marriage and those things. So maganda yung connection nung time na yon. In fact, during the first part of the filming, okay pa. You know, we, you know, may mga pictures together pa nga kami that, you know, she was in her suit and, you know, those things. You know, but again, you know, you cannot control, you know, others. You can only control your response. And so, sabi ko nga, no, sa, ang isang sadness ko is beyond the friendship with Miss Shirley Kwan, the sadness in my heart is that hindi pa na ipapalabas sa Pilipinas ang pelikula ay hindi na experience ng mga Pilipino kung ano yung na-experience ng Filipino Americans dito, that they are so proud and they're so happy and they are so you know, honored na nagkaroon ng pelikula for the first time, a movie about a Filipino hero pinalabas sa more than 650 theaters in America. That has never happened.
Yes. Right? Oh my gosh. You know,
even yung ano, no, even yung recent movies ng mga award-winning actress from the Philippines or even from Hollywood, I won't mention it, but yung mga recent, they did not even get more than like 300 theaters. Tayo 650 theaters ang pinalabas, and for one night, you know, Miss Lloyda, yes. For one night, ang mga Pilipino just came as Filipinos and nothing else. For one night, billionaires like Tita Lloyda and white collar, blue collar jobs, Filipinos came in the same theater. Can you imagine? And did not talk religion, did not talk politics, did not talk economics. They just came one united Filipino. That was a very special night, October 2nd. It's so special that the mayor of Honolulu, Jess, I don't know if you follow me on this, declared October 2, 2023 as 1521 day in the city of Honolulu.
Wow.
We are a part of the historical annals of that great city, Pearl Harbor, all the history there. We are now in the annals of Hawaii. One night. It was a special night, Filipino. And yun
that's
lang.
That's amazing.
That's my great accomplishment. That's my Oscars already.
Exactly. I mean, of course, we're still, you know, praying and crossing our fingers na, you know, eventually, maybe you never know. You might win an Oscar, right? Pero yes. Nakakalungkot lang. Kasi, what's my two cents about this? Kasi parang, I think, like, for example, like yung mga Koreans, no? Korean movie. Kasi, you know, Koreans right now, di ba? Sila ngayon ng ano eh, booming sila, di ba? In terms of music, right? And their film, and their teleseries, and all. But I'm sure there were a lot of, you know, like dramas or hurdles behind the scene. But you never, you seldom hear them, like, talking about, you know, bashing or talking about negative things about each other. That's why, you know, anong Tagalog nung tinatangkilik ang mga movies nila parang, or any projects that they
solidarity
tsaka yung patriotism nila. But nakakalungkot lang kasi ang Filipino, parang sana ang sa akin lang sana wala sanang naging ganitong negative kasi ang ganda-ganda ng ano eh ng reviews about 1521, and sana I hope like na-cover na lang yun and you guys like rectified everything, you know, behind the scene and just continue promoting the movie 1521. But you know what? I'm a firm believer that everything happened for a reason.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a reason why this happened. So hindi natin alam kung ano, but abangan na lang po ang susunod na kabalata. Bahala na si Papa Jesus.
Speaking of
kung ano yung dapat na mangyari. Yes.
Speaking of Oscars, isasubmit ba to? Ganun ba yun? Hindi ko alam yung process eh.
Yeah, but you know, to be qualified in the Oscars, dapat meron kang ano, certain days in ano, I mean, again, my information might not be completely accurate, but I believe there is a number of qualification in terms of the amount of time that you are in the theaters. And so far, we only have one day premiere, and We're still finalizing, negotiating, you know, possible longer run in the U.S. And so yun yung ano natin. There are certain parameters that you have to meet first before you can actually be qualified in the Oscars.
What about the Philippines? Do you have plans of showing it in the Philippines?
Meron? Yeah, in fact, I cannot reveal the name of the distributor, but we are already in negotiations with a distributor. There's actually a couple of them. One already offered to release this 1521 this November sana, but I decided not to because I wanted to get the U.S. release first done before we release it in the Philippines. And so once the U.S. release, either theatrical or streamer, is official and fixed, we are in negotiations right now. And then that's when we actually announce when it will be in the Philippines. But meron na tayong tentative, naka-reserve na tayo ng spot in the Philippines in the first quarter next year.
Wow.
But what about streaming?
Streaming, yeah. Again, part yun ng negotiations. So, you know, my producer's rep right now is negotiating with several. We have received several companies' offers, and you know, they are already. So we have to pick the best one. So we are giving ourselves until end of this month to finalize. You know, which offer we will accept.
Pero ito, curious lang ako. Ay na naman. Hindi man marites to, pero something like, do you think because of this negative, what's the right term for this one? I want to be careful.
Issue.
Kasi baka mabash ako eh. Okay, fine. Sige, yung issues na yan. Challenging issues, right? Challenging, right? Let's not use the word negative. Okay. So challenging issues na to, you know, between the main character, which is si Bea Alonso, and of course 1521. Do you think people would still watch and patronize, you know, the movie in the Philippines? Tingin mo?
Absolutely, because this is, you know, first and foremost, this is not a movie about me or about Bea. No. This is a movie about the Filipino people. This is a movie by for the Filipinos. And this is our national pride. This is our cultural identity, our history, our legacy. And in fact, ang daming nag-e-email sa akin, nag-message sa akin that when are you gonna watch, when are you gonna show this in the Philippines? Kasi while maraming supporters si Ms. Bea, marami din namang both supporters niya at hindi supporters niya na who really wants to see it, because, you know, maybe out of curiosity, but also some of it is because of what they see, what happened here in America. Like, you know, they've seen, you know, if they go on our social media, you know, 1521, the movie, they will see how the movie was well received. You know, you even just go to RottenTomatoes.com and you will see our review is 90%, you know, and above. And so...
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
us. So
so people are curious, and so I believe a lot of people will watch it. It would have been, you know, better if, you know, if there's a strong support from Ms. Bea, because that means more of her followers will watch it. But you know, at the end of the day, this is about the Filipino,
the Filipino, yeah,
yeah,
you know, for the Philippines, and this is, you know, this is not a personality-driven movie. This is a story-driven movie. And so people will watch it because of it's a powerful story. And it already made great, you know, reputation here in the U.S. and in Europe.
Yeah, the story and the art will speak for itself.
Exactly, exactly. It's not because of you, just like when you mentioned, right? It's not a personal driven. It's right. It's hindi siya. Kaya please po sa mga nang babash, please paalala na lang po natin ang pagiging Filipino nating lahat.
Ano rin yan? Papasok yung good bad publicity is still publicity. Usong-usong ngayon
yan.
It's
still a good publicity. Uh-oh. Totoo yan, totoo yan.
Pinag-uusapan.
Pero, mo, sa totoo lang ha, I'm proud of you, because you know why? In spite of all those, you know, negative connotations and people that are saying negative things about 1521, the producer and everything, lahat ng mga allegations, I mean, you still choose to, you know, keep quiet, and I'm proud of you for that. And kasi wala kang naririnig na negative.
Yeah.
About.
Actually, I'm actually not. You know, I tried to answer some of those questions. To be honest with you, like I sent my response to Augie Diaz. I sent my response to Pep. But for some reason, my responses were not published.
Oh, wow. Anong klaseng mga questions yun, if you don't mind me asking?
Kung ano man yung mga issues na inilabas nila, I responded to those.
Wow, lahat yun, ang dami nun.
Baka daw masyado mabait yung sagot mo, hindi kasi juicy.
Oo, kailangan maging juicy. Dapat may mga
hindi siya marites worthy. Ma-curious. Oo.
Yeah, so I'm curious. Now, okay, you just opened the can of worms. Okay, so now I'm curious. So, and lahat pa nung allegations na yun, was it like, I mean, kasi alam mo naman, di ba, sa last, in every story, there's always the truth. No, her side, his side, and everyone's
and,
side.
And
everyone's
truth.
Opinion, right? And the truth, right? No, I believe like, this is your side of the story, and this is the side of the story, and this is the truth, but everyone's opinion also. So, ano yung totoo doon? Was it, kumusta? I mean, kumusta naman ang, yung, should I use the word version? I mean, kasi di ba lahat tayo sinasabi na, no, this is my truth, this is my own version. No, this is my own version. So, what is the truth? So, and lahat ba doon, ano ba, ano bang tama, ano bang mali, or maybe misunderstanding?
Yeah, some of it are misunderstanding. Some of it are, you know. I acknowledge, you know, in one of the interviews by Pep that, you know, I had my own misgivings as a first time producer. So I'm not denying that. But some of it are also because, miscommunication, and some of it are just early judgment before I was even, you know, asked my own side. So those things are, you know, part of being in show business, you know. They have to make a story that has to make money. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, pretty much every film is controversial, especially those that are, you know, take for example, my favorite Braveheart. You know how many controversies were there with Braveheart, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, ika nga yung sinabi nyo, the art will speak for itself. And yeah. For me, there's all, like some of the bashers, you know, said, hey, why are you using English at hindi Filipino or hindi Cebuano? Eh kung ginamit ko Cebuano, magagalit ang mga Pilipino, ibang Pilipino na hindi Cebuano. Pag ginamit mo, galit ang mga Cebuano. Recently lang, no? I don't know if those people would ask themselves, why is the Napoleon ni Joaquin Phoenix not in French? Why is it in English? Diba?
You so, can't please everyone, no? Hirap, no? Whatever you do, hindi, they have something to say, no?
At since tama si Jesse, sabi niya, open a can of worms. Ito yung gusto ko tanongin eh. Siyempre mag-hesitate tayo, pero ngayon, umpisa na. Yung isa doon sa issue na basa ko kanina, which is yung kay Bea. Ba't si Bea nga? Kasi fair skin siya. And she's not native. So, what are you gonna... anong masasabi mo doon?
Again, the reason why I chose her is because of her performance, her track record. And I've always, you know, even before we filmed, I already told the people, this is a historical drama. This is not a historical documentary. So there's a difference. Historical drama is a fictionalized story inspired or based on historical events. So meron tayong creative license doon. Now, if I was making a historical documentary, then yeah. So hanapin natin yung talagang, kayumanggi na beauty. So walang mali doon, no? Hindi naman mali yung nagbash. But at the same time, hindi naman mali yung production to exercise our creative license. Because this is a historical drama. This is not a historical documentary. So yun lang ang masasabi ko dyan. And at the end of the day, it's all about acting. Of course, merong nag-suggest, Dana, sana si Kim Chu na lang kinuha mo. Cebuana pa yun, di ba? Yeah. Tapos kinuha mo na Kim Chu, oh, kumuha ka nga, tapos Chinese naman.
Oh, nga. It's so ibang bash na naman everyone.
Yun. It's a ibang bash na naman yun.
Yes, yes.
Oh, matapos.
My God.
Yes, yes.
Everybody will nitpick it and they will find something. Diba?
Oo, gano'n naman.
Everyone. You can never.
Tsaka alam mo, ito ah, I'll tell you a short story. Experience namin actually. A few weeks ago, we played this, so all our friends are here, no? Dito sa pad ko. So, no, hindi pala all our friends. Yung isang, ano namin, ang tawag nito, one of our group, na isang group friends din namin nandito. So we were like playing yung pass the message. So, you know, someone will, you know, read like a short story and then, you know, I'll tell, tapos i-whisper niya dun sa kabila, sa ano niya, katabi niya. And then the other one will whisper to the other one, the other person beside that person. And then the other one, until it will go back to the person who originally whispered, you know, like to was that on her right side.
The story, yeah.
And guess what happened? The story twisted. The story was twisted. As in, we were like, huh? What happened? Like, it wasn't like the story that he originally said. By the end of the, siguro pang 10th na or 12, it was a totally different story. So and I was like, oh my
Jesse,
God.
We got that sa lesson na yan. Diba, ano yun? Merong hindi mo sinasadya na nakalimutan yung mga words.
Exactly.
Meron din si direct.
Because
na intentionally someone changed the story. So pwede yun.
Exactly. Iba nami-misconstrue nila the way that person, you know, said it. Right? Minsan pa nga, napansin ko minsan iba yung true text. Diba? Sometimes don't text because that person cannot, you know, see your hear your emotions or see your reactions, so you have to call.
Diba?
Pero minsan naman pag tumawag ka, the tone of your voice, so naiiba. So nami-misconstrue yung, you know, what's the truth. So ganun talaga eh, no? May, ano sabi nila sa Tagalog? May pakpak ang balita, di ba? And sometimes it can be, you know, like yung totoo, hindi mo alam kung nasaan na napunta in the middle of the circle. But you know what? By the end of the day, of course, we still wish you well. And we're like praying, you know, like that talagang lumaki siya and manalo siya sa Oscars. Malay mo, di ba?
Yeah.
But wait, before we end, oh my God, promise pala namin, 10:30, tapos na, malapit na pala. I know like you have another meeting to attend to. So what's next after 1521? So do you have any other movies na niluluto?
Oh yes, you would absolutely love it. Because I have two screenplays ready to go. Both were written by A-list writers.
Oh wow.
Ang isa is called Angel Warrior and yung story ng Filipina. So female freedom fighters during World War II. You know, the Filipinas have fought for our country. You know, many times they gave more than the Filipino brothers. And yet, I don't think they were given due recognition and reward and respect for what they have done for our country. And I want to do that. You know, I want to honor the legacy and the sacrifice of our female freedom fighters during World War II. And ang nagsulat ng script na yan is the same guy who wrote Band of Brothers. And
Band of Brothers.
Yeah, it's a classic. And ito, no, for the record, hindi ko masabi ang pangalan, but that project is actually ang consultant natin doon, pro bono, is an Oscar winner director. And call him, text him, and he guides me through the process, and so that one, you know, it's I'm targeting to get that going maybe mid next year, but it's gonna be a much bigger project, nakakatuwa yun. And the other one is but that is not just a story of the Filipinos, that's a story also of the American missionaries who started my alma mater in Iloilo. So it's a true, based on inspired by a true story. Na sinama natin yung female freedom fighters and the American missionaries who started our school in Iloilo. And so it's a powerful a story. Sadly, though, those missionaries were caught and murdered by the Japanese. So, yun ang.
Wow.
But it's a powerful, very powerful story.
I'm so excited. Okay.
The other one is entitled Palawan. And this is a story of the Palawan Bolo Battalion who fought the Japanese with just the Bolo. And yung leader nun ay lolo ni Matt Mendoza. I don't know if you remember Matt Mendoza, the actor.
No.
Partner siya ni Charlene Gonzalez doon sa Jezebel.
Okay.
Yeah. So story niyon with the Americans, and ito yung parang unbroken na story ni Angelina Jolie. The only difference is they actually fought back and won over the Japanese. And so this was written by the same guy who gave us Young Guns, Hidalgo.
Oh my God.
Amen. And Marco Polo and Crouching Tiger, the same writer. Is an A-list writer. So the long scripts, big scripts underneath our belt, hindi lang natin pa nilalabas, but they are really kung sumasabog ang 1521, lalo pa itong upcoming projects masasabog.
Oh my God, but the Angel Warriors is next. That for sure. That's 100% sure. Next year.
Both of them are ready to go.
Dalawa. And
galing. Yeah, so where will you film this movie? Sa Philippines or
you know, it all depends on what my desire is to do it in the Philippines. But obviously, you know, the business side of it is you have to consider the tax credits and everything else.
Yes.
You know, all the logistics and everything. But, you know, I would love to do it in the Philippines, if not all of it, a portion of it. Because one of the main reasons I got into filmmaking is I wanna bring back the talents, the resources and livelihood in the Philippines. We want to win.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. No, yeah. Lapit na. So magkakaroon ka ba ng casting ano?
Oh yeah.
Magkakaroon ka ng ano ng tawag dito ng casting day, casting call. Jcas, oh, ayan no. Jcas, ayan na. Go.
Yes.
Ang pangarap mo, Jcas.
Naghahanap pa kami ng ano, yung gusto magpa-cast na yung ano, yung mga nire-rape ng Hapon.
Ayan, my God, Jcas. Sabi ko na nga ba, pwedeng-pwede ka dyan. Jcas, so nire-rape daw ng Hapon.
Oh, boy. But oh, this is a very exciting project. Yung isa, slightly smaller, but it's the story of yung mga Americans na abducted by Abu Sayyaf in Palawan and was brought to Basilan. That story, we have a ready script for that as well. You know yung story?
Oh, wow.
New York Times bestseller, and it's ready to go as well. And so, we have a lot of exciting stuff. You know,
so many. Hindi ka busy.
No,
so many things on your plate. So many. Yeah. Grabe. We're so. Alam mo, I'm claiming it for you. Hindi talaga. As in, we're claiming it for you. And I hope one of these days, no, hindi mo kami makakalimutan. Baka ihuyo mo na lang kami. Who? Nandun ka na eh. Natawag dito, naglalakad ka na sa ano, red carpet ng mga Grammys, ay ng mga Oscars, di ba? Oh my God. And, you know, anything is possible. Di ba? Walang imposible. Pag sa mata ng Diyos, walang imposible. Right? My God, we wish. Yes.
I just want to, to say this, you know, before we end that, you know, John F. Kennedy is famous for saying this. Sabi niya, rising tide lifts all boats, right? The success of 1521, the success of the movies that I'm making is the success of every Filipino, because this is not about me. This is not about, you know, anyone else. This is about our people. This is about our heritage. This is about our history. Mm-hmm. That can inspire a lot of people around the world. You know, I did not mention this, but my other project is about the Jewish people that was saved by President Quezon. And, you know, when I was in Israel 2 months ago, I interviewed a survivor, a Holocaust survivor, who was saved by the Philippines. And, you know, ito isang,
oh, wow.
binigay niya sa akin. Sabi niya, you know what the Filipinos did during World War II? These guerrillas will come down from the mountains to feed us white people. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Our own guerrillas would risk their lives so that hindi mamatay, hindi gutumin ang mga Jewish people in a concentration camp. That's what they did. And those are some powerful stories of our people. And no one knows that. No one knows
no,
that.
No, ngayon ko lang narinig yan. May connection din, pala tayo sa Holocaust.
First time, no?
Din, wow.
Yeah. So if it's not me, then who? If not now, then when? If not us, we need to do this.
If not us, it's you. It's Francis Ho.
It's diba? Definitely. Definitely. Wala nang iba.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. Oh my God.
Yes. It's Francis Ho. Yes.
Yeah.
Grabe, we are so, so proud of you. As in,
nakaka-elib ka. Grabe.
Oo. Elib, yan. That's the right term. Like, I can, actually, na-visualize ko na, like, in 5 years, you'll be one of the most, what's that, award-winning producer in Hollywood. And, ano yan, talagang, isasama ka namin sa prayers namin.
Praying for that, expect.
Yes.
But the reason is not for me, for my family, but first and foremost for Him, our Creator, who gave us the talent. And secondly, for our people. We're the least, probably one of the least recognized people group who has done so much for America, for the world. The Filipinos have served and given so much, and yet probably one of the least recognized, least rewarded people group. It's about time.
It's true. Wow. Kasi sa totoo lang, unrepresented pa talaga ang Filipinos, no? In terms of filming dito sa US, no? Nagsa-start pa lang.
Yeah.
And you're one of those people that would put the Filipinos. Yes. Sa pedestal. Maraming salamat. Teka, bago tayo mag-end pala, may last question ako. Ay, hindi pala last question. Last message mo naman. Doon sa mga producers na newbies, you know, they want to be you too. You know, maybe one of these days, but they don't know how to start, when to start. So please give them a short message.
Yeah, sa lahat ng, you know, producers, upcoming, you know, always remember that no dream is too big for you to accomplish. You're never too old. You're never too young. The only thing that could stop you from succeeding, there's only two people, God and you. Your circumstances, other people, they cannot stop you from succeeding. You can succeed. You cannot fail if you decide you will not fail. And so I just want you to know, whatever your dream, dream bigger dreams, the Filipino filmmakers are second to none. We have what it takes. It's not about talent. It's about confidence. It's about faith. It's about courage. Courage is the foundation of greatness. You become great. You become successful because you're not afraid. You are courageous. You're not afraid to fail. Maraming salamat po. Mabuhay ang lahat ng Pilipino.
Wow, very well said.
Mabuhay.
Very well said. Grabe, napakagaling na producer. Sobra. Proud na proud kaming maging Filipino ngayon. Sobra ngayon. Parang, bukas gaganoon ako sa office namin. I'm Filipino, by the way. I'm Filipino.
Kahit hindi halata na Pilipino ka, di ba?
Oo nga, akala. Pinay, pero Filipina, Filipinang Filipina. Anyways. Okay, J-Cas. Okay, may last question ka. Go, J-Cas. Bago, yan, si J-Cas may pang Miss Universe na question to eh. Okay, go ahead, yes. J-Cas.
Alam ko nagmamadali ka, Francis, but we still wanna find out what your answer to this one. So, Francis, when you are given a chance to go back in time and you are able to talk to young Francis, anong sasabihin mo sa kanya?
You know, early on, which is what I do for my children now, every day, when I wake up, I tell them, you are loved, you are special, you are destined for greatness. You're gonna change the world.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is deep. Ang lalim no. Ang sarap siguro kainuman, no? And I thank you. Ang sarap siguro kainuman, no?
Iinom ka ba, Francis?
Do you drink? Oh, yes. Wine drinker here. Yes. Oh, sige. Yeah. Maybe one of these days, no, when you visit New York, no, let's have dinner.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Maraming salamat, Francis. JCast, okay. Close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you po mga kaogat for watching this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends. Thank you sa ating mga subscribers sa buong mundo, the Filipino channel TFC, and mga streamers natin sa iWant TFC, also the communities of APS-CBN's FYE channel, and also, of course, ang mga nanonood natin, mga kabayan natin sa buong Pilipinas sa Jeepney TV. Idol namin, Mr. Francis Ho, thank you so much for being candid, for loving us, yes, Filipinos, and uplifting our stories. Ayan. Mag-ano tayo? Last toast tayo, guys.
Last toast tayo.
Yes. Amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it over a glass or two.
Bye. Thank you, Francis. Maraming salamat, Francis.
Bye, guys.
Thank you guys for watching.